We have that choice. Am I going to celebrate what God is doing and how he's provided, or am I going to complain for what my flesh is not getting? But number two is this, there's also negative things in our lives. We got to learn from those things, forget those things. Here's what we really need to do. Please hear me on this, okay? No matter what is negative in your past, we could sit here, maybe you have a horrible upbringing as a child, didn't get along with your parents, maybe you were abused, horrific things. I don't know what's going on in your world or what's happened, but I know this, if you're under the blood of Christ, if you've been found in him, not having your own righteousness, but solely on the person and the finished work of Jesus, do you plead your case? Listen closely. Today, not tomorrow, not next week, but today is the day to have a funeral for the negative things in your past. I mean, bury those things. No, actually, I was wrong. Take them down to the city incinerator and burn them. Because here's what's gonna happen. If you bury them, yeah, I know how my flesh is. I'll go out there with a flashlight at night and a shovel, amen? I'm out there with a flashlight and a shovel, right? We're digging that stuff up, aren't we? I know what they did to me is down there somewhere. I'm telling you what, unforgiveness, here's the deal. Every person in this room at some point has been in the right and you've been accused of being in the wrong. And if you allow that to dominate your life, here's what's gonna happen. You're gonna be miserable and everyone around you is gonna be miserable as well.
Hey, this is John Couch with This Day Ministries. Thanks so much for tuning in to Strength for This Day. You know, at some point along the pathway of following Christ, you will be persecuted and falsely accused for his name's sake. One of the most challenging aspects of life is when someone speaks lies against you. And yet the Bible gives us clear instruction that we are not to retaliate, we are not to become bitter nor unforgiving, but we are to love our enemies. Someone once said it like this, that bitterness is like you drinking the poison yourself while you were waiting for the other person to die. Think about that for a moment. Think about how blinding bitterness and unforgiveness truly are. And so I pray as we saturate our hearts and minds today with God's Word, let's go out today to be forgiving. And the only way that we can do this is to have God's strength for this day.